On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 24, Johannesburg 22, Mobella 20 grade.
In Midrand on the N1 northbound, there's a crash at New Road causing queuing traffic there.
Joe Mann, your sport headlines. Quinny de Kock looking forward to playing a senior role for the Proteas, and India 18-1 as they chase down 339 against Australia.
Ons begin in Marlborough, Johannesburg, waar die ondersoek na 'n dodelike taxi-skietery voortduur. Twee mense is dood, een van die oorledenes is 'n hooggeplaaste amptenaar van die Alexandra Randburg Midrand Taxi Vereniging. Hy is saam met sy leiwag doodgeskiet, die polisie se demokratiese nevolwe.
From the Mahindra buggy were declared dead on the scene, while three more occupants of the buggy sustained gunshot wounds and were taken to hospital.
Die woordvoerder van die Nasionale Taxi Alliansie, Theo Malele, het intussen kommer uitgespreek.
We are as shocked as everybody else is as we receive this terrible news that the chairperson of Alexandra Randburg Midrand Taxi Association has been gunned down. We can only say to the police, we really, really are in dire need of their expertise and prowess to get to the bottom of this.
Plofbare getuienis is vandag by die Midlanga kommissie aangehoor. Die kommissie het beweringe aangehoor dat die vermeende onderwêreldfiguur Vusikert Matlala die politieke ambisies van polisieminister Sensom Tunu gefinansier het. Anastasie Magopo berig.
Testifying under protection, witness C, a counterintelligence officer said Matlala claimed he was introduced to Mukunu by a man named Brown Mokgotsi, who told him the minister was seeking financial backers for his ANC presidential bid.
Indeed, Mr. Matlala was one of the people who contributed to the campaign.
Matlala allegedly told investigators that in January last year, he contributed R500,000 towards the campaign, paying for flights and accommodation for ANC members attending the party's January 8 celebrations in Cape Town. Anastasie Mogobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
En ander nuus, die departement van basiese onderwys sê die matriek-eindeksamen verloop glad en geen ernstige voorvalle is aangemeld nie. Daar's vanjaar 766,000 voltydse kandidate wat die eindeksamen aflê, die hoogste sedert 1996. Die eksamen eindig op die 26ste November. Die departement se woordvoerder, Terence Kalla.
Stability that we are witnessing is truly reflective of the well-coordinated and mature system that the basic education sector continues to run.
Nog nies uit die buiteland, twee kinders en hul ouers is dood toe 'n gebou in 'n dorp naby Istanbul ineengestort het. 'N metro tunnel word naby die 7-verdieping woonstel gebou gegrawe. En die Franse polisie het nog 5 verdagtes in hegtenis geneem in verband met die rooftog by 'n bekende museum in die hartjie van Parys. 4 diewe het op die 19de Oktober 'n vragmotor met 'n huisbak en snytoerusting gebruik om by die galery op die eerste verdieping in te breek. Juweliersware ter waarde van R1,7 miljard is gesteel. Action al September, meer nuus om 5.